Well, that's awesome. W5YI, I met him actually in person with the grandson that's sitting here now, his older brother. This was back in 2008. And at that time, my oldest grandson was 12 years old. And we started out, my dad was a Citizens Band or CB operator. He had a really sweet rig when I was in high school, and it was a Browning Eagle, and he did have a little bit of extra wattage that he would use. He had a tower with a beam antenna on it, and he literally would talk all over the U.S. and sometimes out of the U.S. If the skip conditions were right. So I had that background as I was going through high school, and I had a CB radio after I got out of school and spent some time at college. And my grandson, when he was about 12, I would run a CB radio in my vehicle, and we'd go up on one of the high hills here in my hometown, and we'd make CB contacts, and sometimes I'd get down to South Carolina, etc., and I saw that he was really taking interest in it. Let me buy a minute. Okay, and then to make a long story short, I decided that if he had this much interest in CB radio, that we would both go ahead and get our amateur radio license, something that I had considered but never did it. So that's what we did. We took our technician test in the summer of 2008 in June, and then 2 months later, we studied some more, and we tested for our general exam, and we passed our general, and he almost passed the extra exam. I didn't have that good luck, but anyway, that's kind of my story. Back to you, Ricky.